Bob?
Yes, sir.
I would have him come in tomorrow evening, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
And I'd ask Fulbright and whoever the ranking man on the Foreign Relations of the House, I'd ask Russell and Vincent if they're in town to come in. I'd ask Ball and McNamara, probably those six, Armed Services, Foreign Relations. Doc Morgan's the chairman, but he may not be here over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And just get whoever's acting his place. And you might ask Hickenlooper and the ranking Republican on Armed Services. Mm-hmm. Saltonstall, if he's in town. And the ranking man on each one of those four committees.
Yes, sir.
That'll be Saltonstall and Ahrens and
have him give a report to you in their presence as soon as he gets back.
That's right.
Mr. President, we have a little more time on that because we just got a cable in saying that the Attorney General is going to stay a little longer because they want to talk with him on Monday. So it'll probably be about the same time Monday evening or a little earlier.
All right, same signal, sir?
Yeah.
Just ask him, tell him I'd like to meet with a small congressional group and with the State and Defense Department if it's agreeable to him.
Will do, sir.
And then I'd like for him to have a little press conference.
All right, we'll get a little press conference. I'll get a signal off to him right away.
All right.
Thank you. Just say
the president would like to, if that's agreeable. If he prefers not to do it.
Yes, indeed, sir.
Right.
Mr. President, while I've got you, I might just alert you to the fact that we have some gathering storm clouds on Cyprus.
Yeah, I know that.
Did George Ball talk
about that? Yeah, yeah. And the British ought to take the people out of Germany and do that. I'm ashamed of them, and they ain't no British Empire anymore. They might as well be another colony, and if they can't do it, well, they ought to ask NATO.
It's the same old drill. Well, of course, they're asking NATO, but they say nobody else will come in unless we agree to send a battalion or so of ours.
Yeah.
I think there are some things we could do short of that, Mr. President.
Well, we'll check that before we agree to send folks in. We'll let the NATO folks go, but we can check that when they have to do it, today or tomorrow.
Well, the British are pressing for an immediate answer.
The British are always pressing for everything, and by God, they don't pee a drop.
Well, one word I had was that George Ball promised Gore an answer by tonight, but I suspect that's...
I'll just tell him by Monday night.
About Monday night.
I wouldn't do that too hurry.
I'll go over to the meeting and...
Tell him, and don't quote me, but just tell him we don't think that they ought to go too fast on this. They ought to make him do something.
Yes, indeed.
Play it hard.
Yes, indeed, sir.
And then make these other folks come in the 5-year plan, because we don't want IOOP think he can run over us, and we want to make them see what they're going to do with the money so we can defend it. Okay.
Can do, sir. Thank you.